A phone recording of Raekwon Boram making a threat against the judge in his murder trial was played in court yesterday. Boram is charged with first-degree murder in the death of Justin Carr, who was shot during protests that followed the police shooting death of Keith Lamont Scott. Defense attorneys filed a motion for Judge Gregory Hayes to declare a mistrial and recuse himself. Now testimony is delayed. WFAE's Sarah D'Elia reports.
A typical lunch break during a trial lasts about an hour and a half. Wednesday's lunch break lasted about 4 hours. Judge Gregory Hayes said a legal matter needed to be addressed. By the time Judge Hayes resumed his spot on the bench, it was about 3:45 p.m. The courtroom was full of reporters, the defendant, and additional sheriff's deputies. Many of those deputies were standing close to Judge Hayes and Raekwon Boram. The jury was not present. Prosecutor Glenn Cole said it was brought to the state's attention during the morning break that a recorded jailhouse call had been placed by Boram on February 20th.
Sergeant Shields discovered a call made by the defendant on February 20th in which he related a threat against Your Honor on that date.
Cole went on to explain that a copy of the recording was played in front of Judge Hayes, the defense, and various law enforcement officials. He went on to play it for the courtroom. In the call, Boram asked the person on the other end to write down a name and to give that name to certain people because he had a trial coming up. The name he spelled belonged to Judge Gregory Hayes. The number he called belonged to his mother, Gail Boram. Defense attorney Mark Simmons asked for two motions to be filed, claiming it would be hard for Judge Hayes to remain impartial after hearing that call.
One is for a mistrial in this case under Rule 15A 1061 NCGS, and the other is for Your Honor to recuse himself under 15A 12.
Hayes denied the mistrial motion, saying Boram acted intentionally and knew the calls were being recorded. But out of an abundance of caution, he agreed to a recusal hearing during which Superior Court Judge William Bell will review that motion. That hearing is tentatively scheduled for Friday. There will be no court today because of a scheduling conflict Judge Hayes has that is outside of this case. Before recessing for the day, Judge Hayes called the jury back. He stressed the importance of staying away from news reports and pointed out that the legal matter that took up the majority of the day would very likely be reported by local media, but that it did not concern the jury. For WFAE News, I'm Sarah D'Elia in Uptown.